We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Mem Aleph, Amad Aleph, and we are beginning 3 lines from the bottom of Mem Amad Beis. So the Gemara. The Gemara says, Va'amar Rabba. Rabba says, Ki Avinu Be'Rav Huna, when we were in the yeshiva of Rav Huna, Boyalon, we had a Shaila. Bar Be'Rav, the Yosef V'Tanisa Mali Shabsa. A Ben Taira, Ben Yeshiva, who sits and does not eat, but he doesn't eat Erev Shabbos. And the reason why some of these Bnei Torah used to fast Erev Shabbos is in order that they should be hungry for the Shabbos Suda, used to fast. And the question was, if they're fasting Erev Shabbos, Ma'ula Shlume, are they allowed to finish their fast until the evening, into Shabbos or not? What's the Shaila? The Shaila is, because maybe it's also to come into Shabbos while you're Ma'una, while you're in pain. You're fasting for a whole day already. And Shabbos comes in, you're not feeling well. When Shabbos comes in, you're not feeling good, you're a little hungry, maybe it's also to do that. That was the question. Am I allowed to be mashlim atainis on Erev Shabbos? And it goes for any tainis. Are you allowed to be mashlim atainis on Erev Shabbos? Lo yav biyodei. Rav Huna didn't have an answer to this question. If you're allowed to be mashlim atainis on Erev Shabbos. Again, the question is, because you'll come into Shabbos while you're ma'una, while you're in pain. I said, look at my Rav Yehuda. They came to Rav Yehuda. Lo yav biyodei. He didn't know the answer to the shayla. Amar Rav. So Rav said, next yana, let's try to figure this out ourselves. The tainis went to the braisa. Tisha B'Av Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. If you have a Tisha B'Av, it landed up on Shabbos, which means you're pushing over Tisha B'Av to Sunday. Or if an Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, or if Ches B'Av, Erev Tisha B'Av lands up on Shabbos, then tomorrow on Sunday is a regular Tisha B'Av. The halach is that even though Erev Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat two tavshilin, and you're not allowed to eat basar and yayin, but here on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat whatever you want. Oichel V'Shoysa called Tzarka, you're allowed to eat whatever you want on Shabbos, even though it's Erev Tisha B'Av. You're allowed to put onto your table as much food as Shlomo HaMelech b'shas when he was a Melech. Rashi explains that, says b'shaita, because there was a time when he wasn't a Melech. He was a Melech v'hediraya. There's a story with he got captured and he wasn't a Melech for a certain amount of years. So that's what says b'shaita. Hakaponim, if it's Shabbos, he's allowed to make kesuda as big as he wants. If Tisha B'Av chal on Erev Shabbos, which is not possible in our calendars anymore, but in time when it was Kiddush Beriah, it was possible to have Tisha B'Av on Erev Shabbos. So what's the halacha? Mevi'in loy kashir beya v'oichel. Right before Shabbos, you bring him like a shir of a beya, and you eat it. Kadesh l'ikon to Shabbos k'shimunu. You shouldn't come to Shabbos while you're ma'una. So he's bringing a raya from this bright semaphorish that you should not be mashlim atainis Erev Shabbos. And we have a brisa similar to that also, Tanya. Amar Rav Yehuda, pam achas hayinu yoishvim lifnei Rav Akiva. One time we were sitting in front of Rav Akiva, Tisha B'Av shechal liyos b'erev Shabbos haya. It was Tisha B'Av that landed up on Erev Shabbos. Ve'aviu lo'i beitza migugelas, and they brought him a roasted raw egg, like a soft-boiled egg, ve'gom lo'i melech, and he swallowed the egg without any salt. Ve'lo'i shayotayiv lo, not because he was hungry for it, ela, Laharis Tamidim Halacha. You want to show Tamidim the Halacha that you're not supposed to come into Shabbos while you're Ma'una. That's what Rabbi Yehuda learned from Rekiva. Taisus actually speaks out from Rabbi Chananel that the truth was that Rekiva at that point was in a Sakana, he was very sick, and they brought him that because they didn't want him to finish his Tainus because he was in Sakana. But Rabbi Yehuda saw the story, thought it was because of Shabbos. So that's a Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and from the story of Rekiva, and we also have a Brisa like that before. Rav Yosi, Oimer, Misana Mashlam. Even Erev Shabbos, you fast and you finish the Tainus. Because you do finish the Tainus, even Erev Shabbos. Omle Rav Yosi here, he wants to bring a riot to his Shita. Yata Moidim Li, Vetisha B'Av Shechal Yis Be'echa V'Shabbos, Shemafzik Me'boid Yoim. Don't you agree to me that, let's say, Tisha B'Av is Chal on Sunday. So, on Shabbos, you ready to stop eating right before Shkia, you stop eating already. So it's a little bit on Shabbos, right, a second before Shkia, you stop eating. So it means you fast a little bit on Shabbos when Tisha B'Av lands up on Sunday. So don't you agree to me that you fast a little bit on Shabbos in your case? Yeah, it's true. If that's true, what's the difference if you're coming in while you're Muna, a case where you're fasting on Friday? What's the difference if Matzah Shabbos, you're a little bit Muna? So just like you don't care about a Matzah Shabbos and you let him fast a little bit on Shabbos, so Erev Shabbos also is fine. No, it's not a raya at all. What's the raya? He ate the whole day. He's full. So a little bit fasting from Shkia and on till Tzeis, you're fasting a little bit, that's nothing, even if it's Shabbos, because you're not Muna. Talking about the Kanes Bok Shemuna, you're fasting the whole day, there it's worse. So therefore, we don't really agree to the raya of Rabbi Yossi. But like upon him still, v'am ula halach Rabbi Yossi. We pass in Rabbi Yossi that if Tisha B'Av is chal and erev Shabbos, you do finish the tainus. That's halach. You do finish the tainus. Right? The Gemara umiav dinam v'kash and ula. Ula says we pass in Rabbi Yossi that if Tisha B'Av is chal and erev Shabbos, you finish the tainus, even though you have un a little bit on Shabbos. But as a kash, umiav dinam Rabbi Yossi. Heck, you say the minig like Rabbi Yossi. But I'm going to ask you a kasha. It says in a Mishnah in Tainus, "In goes in Tainus al tzibah b'rashi chadashim v'chanukah v'purim." There's a certain time when Chazal instituted Tanisim, when there was no rain for a while, or certain tzaras, so they made Tainus fast on the tzibah. So the halacha is that you don't make these fast on Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah and Purim. But let's say they started the Seder of the Tanisim. They started earlier. So they made every Monday and Thursday for 30 days straight, and punked one of them comes out on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim. So then you do keep it. If they started Tanis already, you don't stop it because Chanukah, Purim, or Rosh Chodesh. Even though Rav Gamil said that you don't stop it and you let the Tanis keep on going, even though it's going on Rosh Chodesh, but still. You don't finish the Tainus. You don't fast the entire Rosh Chodesh or the entire Chanukah Purim. And he added on one more thing, which is to get to us. Also, you're not mashlim. He said also that Rabbi Gamil holds that Tisha B'Av, the Chal Lias Be'erev Shabbos, you don't finish the Tainus. You're not mashlim with Tainus. When a Tisha B'Av is Chal Erev Shabbos, you don't want to come to Shabbos while you're Ma'unah. And the Gemara finishes up to ask the Kasha, the title of the Braisa. La'acha patirosa shal Rabbi Gamil, after Rabbi Gamil was nifta, nichash Rabbi Yeshua, lahofer es dvar. Yeshua came into the Beis Medrash to try to disprove Rabbi Gamil's words, that he said, that Erev Shabbos, you are not mashal v'tainis. Rabbi Yeshua wanted to try to disprove Rabbi Gamil. Om Rabbi Yechim Nurel Ragv, Omar, chazi ano, the boss of Reisha Guf Azel. For me, it's mistavra that the guf, the body, goes after the head. You go after the head. And Rabbi Gamil was the head. And therefore, I think we should stick with that Rabbi Gamil. All the years Rabbi Gamil, we had a lach like that. They were not mashlim a tainus on Erev Shabbos. Achshav that he's dead, atam vakash vat dvarav, you're trying to vatal his words. Yeshua ain't shayman lach. We don't listen to you. Shkar nikba lach Rabbi Gamil. We already passed Rabbi Gamil. But lo yoya adam sha'er v'davar klum. And there was no one who ever was ma'er in the times of Rabbi Gamil that he was wrong. And therefore, we paskin like Rav Gamil that Erev Shabbos, that was the Tainus, Erev Shabbos, you are not mashlim the Tainus. So it's a kasha. We just said Ula Pasuk Rav Yossi that you are mashlim, and here we see the minigos not to be mashlim, so it's a kasha. So Gemara answers, but doy reisha Rav Gamil of Rav Gamil. In the generation of Rav Gamil, and the generation afterwards also, even after he died, the minig was like Rav Gamil. But Derish Rav Yossi, which is a lot of years later, of the Rav Yossi. The minig was like Rav Yossi, and that's what Ula is telling us. The minig is that Mis'ana Umashlim. So the Gemara over Doiroi, and this is our minig also. By us, the only times that lands up an Erev Shabbos is Asara B'Tavis. And the minig attack is that Asara B'Tavis, we fast straight into Shabbos until Tseis. And we're not worried about coming into Shabbos while we're Ma'unah. Is that true that in the generation of Ragamil, we did like Ragamil, and they were not mashlim the fast? I am from the Einikloch of Sinov ben Benyamin. Pamachas, Chal Tishvav Lias B'Shabbos. One time, Tishma landed B'Shabbos. Now, Sinov ben Benyamin, they had a yontiv for bringing the Eitzim, and that yontiv was always on Yud Aleph Av, the day after Tishma. So one year, Tishma was on Yud Av. Their yontiv was on Yud Av, the day after Tishma. And one year, Tishma was pushed off, and Tishma landed up on Yud Av, because Tishma landed on Shabbos, landed on Yud Av. So it comes out, on their yontiv, because they donated the Eitzim, the wood, for the Mizbeach, and because of that, they made a Yontif. They had a Yontif that day. It was considered a Yontif that day. And Tisha B'Av landed up on their Yontif. So let's see the Gemara inside. B'nei Sinov ben Benyamin, Pam Achas Chal Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Shabbos. One time Tisha B'Av landed up on Shabbos, the Chinul Lacha Shabbos, and they pushed it off to the after Shabbos. V'saninu boy, V'loishaminu, we fasted that day, but we didn't finish the fast. B'nei Sh'yayim Toiv Shalonu Ayu, because it was a Yontif for us. Therefore, we didn't finish the fast. So let the fear is the kasha. What's the kasha? Taima the yomtiv. Ha erev yomtiv mashlimim. Only because yomtiv were not mashlimim. But let's say every year Tisha B'Av always landed up the day before their yomtiv. They always were mashlim Tisha B'Av, even though it came out that they came into their yomtiv ma'unim, because their yomtiv, remember, was always the day after Tisha B'Av. So every Tisha B'Av, when they fasted and finished their fast, they went into the yomtiv that when they were ma'unim. So you see, they don't care about that. So it's a kasha. I can say if they're Rosh Gamil, they did like Rambam Gamil, and they were not mashlim. You see here, who you see by Rav Tzadik, was Rav Tzadik was in the door of Rambam Gamil, and still, by him, he didn't finish. He finished his tainus even when it came into his yontif. Amaravina. So Rashi brings down that Hayo was the same door. It says in Maseches Beya that Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik went into the house of Rav Gamil with his father. So you see that he was in the dar of Rav Gamil. Ravina answers, no, Shani Yontav Shel Devrayim. The Yontav of Eitzim, of the Karban Eitzim, was Yontav of the Rabbanon. Metoich Shem Is'ana V'Sha'is, since Allah is on a Yontav, you can make a Tainus, because you see when it landed up on their Yontav of Eitzim, when the Tishvah pushed off and landed up on their Yontav, we see they fasted. Now regular Yontav, you can't fast. So you see, it's more cool. Since it's Yom Tov Devarim, the Metoich Shem Is'ana V'Sha'is, since they fast on that day, you see when it landed on the day, they fasted that day, Mashlim V'Arvayis. They also can be mashlim the erev of the tainus. Also, they can mashlim the tainus. It's not a raya. But Shabbos, how about emisana v'shoyis? Since Shabbos, you don't emisana at all. Emisim v'arvoyis erev Shabbos, you can't finish your tainus. Don't be a raya from there. Really, hold the Rav Gamil in that dar, and we not mashlim the tainus. We didn't come into Shabbos while we were ma'una, but it was different by the case of Karban Eitzim. Since there, they allowed you to fast even on the Karban Eitzim when Tisha B'Av landed up on that day, when it was pushed up to that day. So, avad the erev yontiv, they were allowed to mashlim even the erev of their yontiv of Eitzim. So, Akapana, we're coming out that we have machlekes here, and we said in Derev Shev Gamil, we paskin that you're not mashlim atinus on Shabbos, and Derev Shev Yesi, we did like Ula says, we pasak Rav Yesi, that we are mashlim atinus. I'm Rav Yesi, but Shmili Hashmaitza, I never heard anything about this that we paskin like Rav Yesi. We know, like Rashi explains, Rav Yosef got sick and he forgot his learning. So a lot of times he didn't remember certain things. He says, I don't remember this thing that we passed on Rav Yosef. You told us, on this memra. What was the memra? That says in the Mishnah, Ein goyzim tainus al tzibur Rosh Chodashim. And it says in that Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, the Rameyah says, even though Ramil says, you're not mafsik, but you're not mashlim with tainus on Rosh Chodesh. And he also says, Tisha B'Av Shchal Liyas Barav Shabbos, the halacha is, you're not mashlim the tainus. Ramil Allah, you told us on this halacha. I'm Rav Yudam Rav. Zu Dibri Rav Meyah Shom Mashim Ragmil. That's Rameyah Shom Ramil. Avachomim, Chom Hold, Oim Mesana, Mashat Mashlim. They hold that you do finish the tainus. Now, what's that going on? My Lava Akulu. Isn't it going on all the things of Rameyah, which means, There's two parts of Rameyah, Shem Rav Gamil. First of all, that Chanukah, Purim, Erev Chodesh, if you started fasting, you don't finish it. And also, Erev Shabbos, that there was a tainus, you don't finish it. There's two things in that mashlim. And he said, from Chacham, that you're mashlim. What's it going on? My Lava Kul is going all the things. So Amar Lo, it's not going all the things. Only on Chanukah, Purim. That there, we pass, can Chacham say, that you can mashlim a tainus that lands up on Erev Chodesh, or Chanukah, Purim, that there you could be mashlim, as Chacham is saying. But maybe, on the Erev Shabbos, maybe they did not hold it to be mashlim. And Hochina Mestavra, and he wants the time, that's a stickle Mestavra like that. That they wasn't going, Rabbi Yehuda was only going Chanukah Purim and not on Erev Shabbos. Why? These are the Kulu, if Rabbi Yehuda is going on everything, or he was saying the Chum hold Mas'ana u Mashlim even on Erev Shabbos, Habayim Ne Rava Rabbi Yehuda, Rabba asked from Rabbi Yehuda this Shaila, that Memon Bay is in the bottom, we start off this year with. Le Pashtle, he said he doesn't know. He asked him a letter, Masana Erev Shabbos, and we mashlim, and he said he doesn't know. Look, why does he know? He said, Chom Mayim Masana Mashlim. So, for instance, it's not a raya, but Tameich, how the Dorish, Mazutra Mashved Rahuna, Mazutra said, Mashim Rahuna, Halacha Masana Mashlim, that we pass him Masana Mashlim, and Habayim Rav Rahuna, Rav also asked for Rahuna, Le Pashtle, he didn't answer him. Ella, what must be that Shaila was before they knew the answer? Ella, Homme, Kami, the Shama, Vahalava Shama. One Shaila was before he heard this Memra, and one was after he heard the Memra. Before he knew this memra, that he said is no. Before he knew this answer, that the chum hold masana mashlim. So it's not a raya. Akapanim is not a raya, but it's not a raya either way. But the more comes out, halacha lemaisa darish marzutchum shvei deravuna halacha masana mashlimim. You fast erev Shabbos and you mashlim, and like we said, that's the minig For us, it's only Ge'er Sarav Tevis, and that's the halacha that we're Mas'ana Maslam even on Erev Shabbos.